Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETBs for their education and training service, developing the Donegal workforce across the engineering, hospitality, manufacturing, retail, services, technology and agricultural sectors.
Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. You're welcome to Business Matters. My guest this week is Martina Rafferty, General Manager of the Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe, which opened its doors again on Wednesday, having been closed since January. Martina heads up a team of 60 at the 49-bedroom, 4-star hotel. She has a wealth of experience in the hospitality sector and is looking forward to a busy tourist season at the hotel, which overlooks the stunning Maharik coastline. I began by asking Martina how she felt about opening up again after a 4-month closure.
We are all really, really excited to come across the threshold there today. Is a very special day, and it is a memory that will remain with me always, not just for the community, but for all our guests and locals. It's a very, very special day to open those doors again.
Great camaraderie and great excitement among the staff. I was talking to a few of the receptionists down there, a few of the groundsmen outside, and the chefs busy in the kitchen getting ready. So it's all go here.
It is. It certainly is. We have a lot of prep work put in place. We have all our team. They're actually back a couple of days, but I think the excitement to welcome the guests is what you're seeing today. So they've been COVID trained, fire safety training, COVID, as I say, COVID charter program at Volta Ireland, the manual handling. So I suppose without the doors being opened before today, we have been very busy behind the scenes, and a new app also devised for the guests in order to keep everyone coming through the door or wishing to book with us safe. So safety is the key measure, and please God, it's upwards and onwards.
You mentioned the guests and the hotel is what the guest is all about. What have the bookings been like, Martina?
We've seen a huge increase in bookings. We're up 90% in terms of our web traffic, and that's as of actually yesterday. Didn't get a chance to look at it today because I've been too excited. But all in all, it's great to see the summer months looking really positive, considering, I suppose, the drop that we had with COVID and the expected drop the whole country had. But no, all in all, now it's lovely to be back. I think one of the biggest challenges now is to look after all our wedding couples, and, you know, we're in hope that it'll be good news and that we're able to deliver that to our couples and provide what is expected and required by them for the future events as well.
When is your first wedding due to be held?
I had a wedding there on Saturday, would you believe, in this Phoenix Lounge that we're sitting in today. So it was lovely to do that. And my next wedding is in 2 weeks' time.
Staff recruitment, there's been a lot of talk around staff recruitment, Martina, and the build-up to the reopening. How challenging has that been in terms of getting a team ready?
For ourselves, we've been very, very fortunate. The ethos here in the Waterfront by owner and director, Kevin Boyle and Pat Boyle and myself, is very much to employ as many local people as we can. Now, it's not to say that we don't look further afield, but the hotel's ethos was very much about the diaspora and the area and the county. So I suppose a lot of our staff were local, and that emphasis, I believe, has really stood to us, because I have over 98% of my staff returning and have returned, and we're in here with training. Now, I do have additional staff who have been employed, but a lot of it is in relation to maintaining the new COVID structure and safety, where there is new roles, everything from greeting a guest to contact tracing to additional deep cleaning measures that we're putting in place both in front of the scenes and behind the scenes. So all in all, retention for me has been up at 98%, and you know, anyone who has stepped away, there's a handful of people, it is mainly to either pursue what they had been studying, which I'm delighted to see for the youth, you know, getting opportunities in their own field as well. So no, I have to say now, the outcome for me is very different from what I am hearing, you know, even on Highland Radio and so forth in the various news and podcasts.
So how important is it for that consistency to remain? I'm sure it makes the job of reopening a good bit easier.
100%. Now, I suppose what is important to mention, I'm still vulnerable of the staff coming back, because after being off for so many months, it's very new to them again. We have, you know, upgraded a lot of measures over the past months with the staff not being on site. So everything from our IT right through to a new app where a guest can actually check in sitting at home before they arrive to the waterfront. Again, our menus, QR codes, these would have all been things that were never in place. So those measures now are all very new for, including myself, but as I say, best foot forward and look after everyone, and that's our aim here at the Waterfront Hotel.
So what will the experience be like for a guest coming to the Waterfront Hotel now, and how different will that experience be, say, compared to this time last year when you opened up?
The experience for the guests coming in this time, I feel that we have a lot more to offer them in terms of safety, and that's really because of COVID. Different items have come into play, and opportunities have arisen. We've been very actively working, as I say, behind the scenes in any opportunities that we can avail of to assist all our guests, that's residents and non-residents. We have absolutely taken that with both hands and, you know, rolled with it. And some of it may be trial and error, but all in all, anything we have done is certainly for nothing but a positive outcome.
Martina, we're in the Phoenix Lounge in the new hotel here. Can you talk to me about the huge investment that the hotel got in the last number of years?
It's been really exciting to be part of the Waterfront journey and to watch the growth and actually the continued growth. We currently have a stunning 5,000 square foot state-of-the-art Inish Fitness just beside us here. The keys are about to turn in the door next week, which I feel in terms of mental health and COVID, and you know, it's such a positive for the area. The hotel itself is certainly the meeting hub, and it's a huge venue because in terms of capacity, there's nowhere else in Dunloe that can cater for capacity. So very much the likes of our Mary from Dunloe local festivals to events. And, you know, all of this is really, really important for tourism, for Donegal, and for everyone, for the guests coming in, and of course the locals who are here. So for me, the hotel is a vital part of the community, and working together is everything.
How many bedrooms are in the hotel?
I have 49 beautifully appointed bedrooms, all en suite at the moment. In addition to that, my new build comprises of 15 much larger bedrooms, which will be suites and family rooms. So we look forward to the addition of those coming on board. Separate to that, we have, as of last year, renovated and taken over a hostel, also in Dunloe, and that has up to 40 beds. It's a very different market, of course, but again, really important in the community to have it, and particularly with all the activities that are available to us, let it be surfing, swimming, island hopping, angling. So the hostel, hotel, and a second hotel called Sweeney's Hotel is in full swing, getting refurbished as of the last couple of weeks when construction was allowed to return. So that's really exciting. It'll be 15 bedrooms, boutique property, and it will have like artisan food and a courtyard. And as I say, RTE are actually currently following us, the Brennan brothers, and they are making a program which was due to be aired this year, and I suppose pending works and so forth that may change, but we're waiting on further updates. But that is all going on again just as of the last couple of weeks.
Without giving too much away, at what stage is the work at the minute?
Currently the groundworks are all complete, and actually the founds are being put in place this week. Windows went in there. I think I drove down the main street yesterday and had a deep breath looking at a window hanging above my head. But no, it's really exciting. They're closing in the building and continuing works to the rear of the building with founds being put in place.
And have you enjoyed that experience?
It's been amazing so far, so good. It's actually, I suppose it's an iconic, I'm a local myself, I'm a Fakara girl, but I would have spent many a year coming to Dunloe with family close by in Annagry. So to be here and seeing a property I would have been in as a little girl with my parents, coming back into its former glory is really exciting.
Martina, I couldn't help but notice that the number of outside booths and getting ready and preparation for the outdoor dining. Can you talk to me a bit about the plans for that and the work that you've done in that regard?
Absolutely. We are currently working off a 2 metre guideline here at the waterfront for indoor dining, and we are working off a 1 metre in terms of rules for outdoor. Now, I myself, we've taken the decision that we will work off 2 metre both indoor and outdoor just for extra protection for our guests. So we have placed additional outdoor seating to the front of the hotel, and we're blessed to have a beautiful car park at the rear of the hotel, or sorry, a beautiful courtyard at the rear of the hotel. And that's blooming now that we're in May with shrubs and water features, and so that's all available with additional seating as well.
And the view from where we are at the minute, can you look out and tell our listeners what's to our left and what's to our right?
Absolutely. So I'm sitting here looking over the stunning Mahari coastline, and also looking in here at the Atlantic Bay out to Arnmore Island.
In terms of team, what number have you working for you at the minute, Martina, here at the hotel?
I currently have over 60 employees on my books at the moment, and obviously it's growing due to, you know, demand and business. We've found that there's been a fantastic uptake with business on the books for the months ahead, and long may that last. And with the new projects also in the pipeline for us, you know, we will become a group as such, and there'll be exciting opportunities for any employees to join the waterfront family.
Tell me, Martina, has it taken the pandemic and 16 months of lockdown to really highlight the importance of the hospitality sector both to Donegal and to Ireland?
I think that's a tough question. I think hospitality has always played an important part. I can only speak, I know, from being here in the waterfront in Dunloe, but our community have always supported us. So, you know, for me, I feel the importance of it has been there. I do feel that the COVID has given an additional opportunity to allow businesses maybe training. It's been quite phenomenal, the opportunities behind the scenes that have come through over the COVID. And that is a credit to the Irish Hotels Federation, along with, you know, we have Joan Crawford there at Fáilte Ireland, and many businesses, Donegal, County Council, Tourism Division, all playing active parts, along with, I suppose, Leo and Letterkenny. I mean, there's been endless educational opportunity to upskill staff. So for me, you know, I think we take the good with the bad, but there's certainly positivity there as well.
And you're ideally placed beyond the Wild Atlantic Way, which is a theme that has really taken off.
Absolutely, the stunning Wild Atlantic Way. Yeah, we couldn't be better placed, if I'm honest. I tend to say to everyone, let it be north or south of the border. We're really blessed on our location. You can as quickly be on the stunning northwest coast within a couple of hours as to sitting on an island completely secluded here on our own coast. So yeah, there's loads of options.
Martina, I'm sure you've needed to go back and use all your experience to keep focused and get ready for the reopening. So hospitality has been your bread and butter and your passion. Can you take me back and tell me how you got involved in the sector?
I followed probably in my mother's footsteps. So again, staying with the Donegal Hotels, she grew up along with her own family in Gallagher's Hotel. And I went into the hospitality sector immediately from leaving school.
And there we'll take a break.
Are you working in the hospitality industry? Would you like to lead or supervise your team effectively? Donegal ETB is now recruiting for the next diploma in leadership and management, tailored specifically for the hospitality industry. Contact enterprise engagement at donegaletb.ie or call 074 91 20500.
Before the break, Martina explained that she went into the hospitality sector straight from school.
I initially went to Killybegs and studied 2 years there doing hospitality management, and still work very closely with the LYIT and the tourism school today, which is I'm proud to do so, being a past pupil. I went off travelling and had some amazing experiences around the world, from the Hilton hotels right through to some of the leading, most professional leading hotels of the world. I actually then came back and went to the Merion Hotel in Dublin, which was a leading 5-star hotel, and done the majority of my additional qualifications focusing on leadership management and revenue management through the Merion in Dublin, which led me onwards to the Silvertassie Letterkenny, followed by Ashford Castle for 4 years, which I absolutely had the pleasure of loving. And then I always knew my heart lay in Donegal, and promoting a county, there's no better county than Donegal. I'm not biased at all.
So was the plan to always come back and head up a hotel locally?
I don't believe I had a set plan, to be honest. I kind of followed my path. I've worked like really closely. I suppose my county was important to me. I'm an outdoors person. I'm outgoing. I love the outdoors. I love the county. And I knew there was an array of professional people. I mean, what's on our doorstep from a tourism point of view, from publications, from Takeoff, Discover Donegal, they're all publicised locally. You have Donegal Airport on our doorstep, and we have, you know, Donegal Tourism and all the bodies that are very actively supporting us. So I feel there's a wealth of knowledge in our county, and the culture that goes with that makes it an absolute want for me and a need to be in Donegal. So I'm very, very happy to be promoting not just the waterfront and the additional properties that come under our umbrella, but the county as a whole.
How much has the industry changed since you got involved?
It's completely changed. The biggest change that I would see personally is, I suppose, the amalgamation of companies. So many years ago, I would have been contracting group business and overseas business, and I might have had over 300 contracts to be issuing. And as time has went on, these companies, the main ones, have got bigger and bigger. They've amalgamated, and therefore you tend to be contracting a lot less in today's world. In addition to that, I suppose the second biggest change would be internet, and you know, the progression that has come on in terms of online and that type of, even Zoom. I mean, look, as quick as COVID, we would rarely use Zoom, and now my little grandchildren or godchildren nearly ask me, are you going on Zoom today? So that kind of sums it all up. But I generally think that the online, along with the amalgamation and companies, would be the biggest changes that I have seen.
Martina, the onset of COVID proved challenging for different people in different ways, but you certainly used your time well and wisely over the last 15 or 16 months. Could you tell me some of the things that you managed to squeeze in?
COVID, I think it was such a tough year, because, you know, you sit back and you think of all the people that maybe had become ill, people who had lost loved ones. And, you know, that's all really, really difficult. And they're all challenges I'm really aware of as well. In particular, welcoming my staff back on Monday, it sat on the back of my mind, of course. You know, what has happened? It's been 12 months. How are you feeling? You know, all of this certainly sits right there. And no more even than chatting to yourself today, you know, everyone has had the ups and the downs. I have to say, not to put a spin on it, but for myself personally, I was really, really fortunate. I kind of went full steam ahead and decided, I'm not used to sitting back. What am I going to do? So mentioning there that there was opportunities out there for people to uptake, I kind of grabbed all I could. So I decided to go back to DCU, and I studied a master's in transversal skills during COVID. I also got reappointed to Donegal Tourism as a director on the board. I got heavily involved with the Donegal Women in Business Network, and I've become a member of their platform as well. And I suppose all of that has led me to remaining busy, and it all really is for the right reasons, because now when the doors are opening, they all tie in. In addition to that, I took some time to do some charity work and involve my team in that. So we actively took on a 1,000K challenge in between, just in case we were feeling a little bored. But again, you know, I think for team morale as well, the hotel was closed. Any communication we were having would have been Zoom or verbal. So we kind of kept ourselves together by taking on, I guess, fun elements of life as well. And often we're too busy to do that. So it's nice to come back and have had those experiences in between.
You mentioned the Donegal Women in Business Network, Martina. How have you found the support from that group, and how important has that support been for you over the last year, year and a half?
I have to say, I mean, from Trish, Evelyn and all the ladies there, they've been absolutely amazing. We have had the coffee mornings have been phenomenal. Now, unfortunately, I missed many of them due to being in full-time education with my college and my studies. But actively, the evening time events, I would have completely taken part in, and still do, of course. But I would recommend to anyone out there, and particularly women in business, please don't hesitate to look it up. And the wealth and the knowledge and the information that is available within that network is certainly one to note.
Could you talk to me a bit about the decision to go back to education again?
Yes, certainly. It was a very quick decision. As I say, it was an opportunity that came out through the IHF with a full list of courses that I, of course, immediately sent on to my own employees, thinking, oh, it would be great to give them opportunity while we're closed. And then I reviewed it myself and decided, you know, maybe I'll consider doing something as well. So I looked up, and the particular course I chose had a little bit of, you know, everything in it, from marketing right through to transversal skills, and I decided that I would partake in that just to higher my education and give me that opportunity to have something newer on my CV that I probably would never have been able to do should COVID not have happened.
You mentioned you're a member of the board of directors for Donegal County Council's tourism sector. How well placed are we in Donegal now to sort of take on the challenge for the tourism industry follow on coming into the new season?
Donegal Tourism are doing amazing work at the moment. They've put a healthy budget as well behind their advertising campaigns, and that's going to be rolled out in the next 4 weeks. So I think the website has been redevised as well. So go visit donegal.ie. So again, they've put all their platforms in place, and as like ourselves, they're very much prepared and ready you know, to take on the demands of the, hopefully, the staycations and vacations that are out there.
How have you found the supports from government, Martina, over the last 15, 16 months?
The supports from government, they have certainly come across, you know, let it be for outdoor dining right through to the wage supports. Some of it was certainly challenging. We have, of course, you know, jumped on board in anything that was possible for us to do so. I do feel that, you know, there's never enough support, particularly in terms of rates and taxes. I mean, any property, even sitting closed, is costing a lot of money. And I think that's the part of it that was really difficult in order to, you know, achieve or to reopen. The other side of it is, you know, the constant opening and closing. Like for me, in terms of stock and staffing, and that's another massive challenge. Now, again, we've overcome it and we're remaining hopeful. But like that, stock levels are nowhere near what we would have generally held. And I suppose it's just an understanding that I would assume many hotels would be in a very similar position. They're very afraid of what's out there as well. But all we can do is, as I say, remain positive, put our best foot forward and hope that this is us back and opened for the final time.
How important is a successful tourism season this year to helping the local economy bounce back?
Tourism this year is absolutely, I mean, it's vital for all businesses. And I even think the amount of small businesses that have set up, maybe, I mean, you drive around Donegal and you see little pop-up carts and vans. And, you know, it's all so lovely to see. But I do feel that the support, the absolute support is required for these businesses to survive. I also feel there's an opportunity, you know, these new businesses, my concern would be the off season. And I think by supporting these businesses, including ourselves, to up the off season is where we need to be looking at in order to have a longer season and make the most out of the winter months.
So what specifically would you be suggesting there, Martina?
Funding may assist, you know, I guess supports as well, and possibly joint packaging, to, you know, and looking at, I suppose, connectivity is everything. So what is coming into the country? The airlines opening back up and promoting, you know, like there's different markets that the weather would not challenge them. And we know that if we're speaking, for example, to the German market, the rain doesn't bother them. They love being outdoors. So I think like target marketing to the areas that would be very specific to our offerings is key.
You've been in the sector a long time. Martina, what is the best lesson you've learned in your career to date?
I do believe to be honest, and I think treat everyone as you would like to be treated yourself. That's probably what my ethos.
And finally, what does the future hold for yourself and the Waterfront Hotel and the Low as we go into a new tour season?
I feel that the future is really, really exciting for the Waterfront Hotel and, of course, for myself. You know, to be sitting here in the year that we're in, I'm sitting with nothing but excitement, as I'm sure you can see. So the love for my job, the love for, you know, my guests, the local community that support us every day, and just knowing what's ahead and knowing that there's development ongoing for me is really important. You know, there's some news that came out there over the weekend as well of hotels getting purchased and new places opening up for our county. So I do believe that all of that, you know, there's no competition not worthy of assisting others. So I think it's really positive for the Northwest for the last couple of weeks and even in the last couple of days, some of the news reports and so forth. And I am excited about what remains ahead for us.
And very finally, Martina, is the one thing that's needed in the industry that you're in, is passion the thing that you need most when you're going to take on the challenge now for when you're in a position like you are yourself?
I don't feel anyone would put in the hours or do the job I do if you weren't passionate about it. So absolutely, tourism, people, the waterfront is my passion, yes.
Martina Rafferty, General Manager of the Waterfront Hotel and the Low, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today on Business Matters.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Well, that's our lot for this edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guest, Martina Rafferty. Thanks to Kevin Fury on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandsradio.com.
Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETBs for their education and training service, developing the Donegal workforce across the engineering, hospitality, manufacturing, retail, services, technology and agricultural sectors.